Bulletproof hosting hotbed Seychelles set to establish a cybercrime unit and new data wiper malware discovered in Ukraine. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 30th of January and this podcast episode is brought to you by Proofpoint. In today's top story, the Russian government has blocked its citizens from accessing the websites of the CIA, FBI, and the US State Department's Rewards for Justice program. Russian officials with Roskomnadzor, the country's internet watchdog, told Interfax they blocked access to the websites for, and we quote, spreading fakes about the Russian military and discrediting them. Roskomnadzor's decision to ban the three sites came a day after the FBI announced a disruption of the Hive ransomware gang and offered a $10 million reward for information on the gang and its possible ties to a foreign government. In other news, the US Federal Communications Commission has threatened to disconnect Twilio from the US telecommunications network if the company doesn't take proactive steps to block robocalls originating from its systems. In a cease and desist letter sent to Twilio, the FCC says Twilio's servers have been abused by a company named PhoneBurner as part of a major mortgage scam targeting US homeowners. The FCC has given Twilio 2 weeks to take action against this threat actor and other robocallers abusing its service. If the company fails to act, downstream voice providers may permanently ban the company's traffic. Starting on February 1, Singapore's mobile carriers will begin tagging SMS messages from organisations that haven't registered with the local government as potential scams. The Singapore SMS Sender ID Registry, or SSIR, was set up last year as a way to combat the rise of SMS-based scams. Organisations that want to send SMS messages to Singapore residents must register in the government's SSIR database, or they'll have their messages labelled likely scam and potentially blocked. Registration started last November, and the government says that roughly 1,200 organisations have signed up so far. The government of Seychelles plans to establish a cybercrime unit within its police forces. The unit was announced during a recent Interpol delegation visit to the small archipelago in the Western Indian Ocean. Seychelles is currently one of the main harbourers of bulletproof hosting providers, web hosting companies that knowingly host malicious and malware sites. Cybersecurity firm ESET has detected a new data wiping malware strain being used in Ukraine by Sandworm, a Russian cyber espionage group linked to Russia's military intelligence service, the GRU. Named Swift Slicer, the wiper is written in the Go programming language and works by rewriting files with randomly generated data and deleting local volume shadow copies to prevent data restoration attempts. ESET says it detected the malware for the first time on January 25 last week, but did not share details about the victim. In related Sandworm news, Ukraine's cybersecurity agencies, the SSCIP and CERT-UA, say the attack carried out by the same Sandworm group against the country's Ukrinform news agency involved 5 data wipers and not just one, as they initially reported the day after the attack. Besides the Caddy Wiper malware, officials say Sandworm also used versions of ZeroWipe, S-Delete, Awful Shred and BidWipe. The first 3 are wipers designed to delete data on Windows computers, while the last 2 target Linux and FreeBSD systems. The 2 Ukrainian cybersecurity agencies say the attack was only a partial success, as it didn't impact all of the agency's data storage systems. After 6 years of inactivity, the threat actor known as the Blockchain Bandit has started moving $90 million worth of stolen cryptocurrency funds around. The Blockchain Bandit is a famous hacker who used a technique called ethercombing to steal more than 51,000 ether coins and 470 Bitcoin from more than 10,000 users between 2015 and 2016. Ethercombing refers to reverse engineering weak public and private key combinations and then emptying out cryptocurrency accounts that used them. Years after the last heist, blockchain analysis company Chainalysis says the stolen funds were moved to new addresses this month, although the funds haven't been laundered yet. Researchers with Guardio Security say they're seeing hundreds of YouTube accounts getting hijacked each day to promote Elon Musk-themed cryptocurrency scams. Researchers say the threat actor behind these attacks is making as much as $100,000 per day via donation and investments from victims. In some cases, users are also lured to phishing sites that prompt them for personal data and crypto wallet passphrases, allowing the threat actor to easily empty out their accounts. Confiant researchers say they've uncovered a malvertising campaign from a threat actor named Datally Media that uses cookie stuffing to generate fake clicks and defraud advertising platforms and their customers. Cookie stuffing is a technique through which a malvertiser generates fake clicks on ads and then mixes those fraudulent requests with real clicks at an intermediary service called a launderer. Confiant says Datally Media operations have been active since at least 2015, and the group appears to operate through at least four legal entities. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Proofpoint senior threat researcher Greg Lesniewicz, who will be walking us through the company's latest report on a North Korean threat actor Proofpoint calls TA-444.
This group has been around for a pretty long time. We can trace their roots all the way back to the Bangladesh bank heist back in 2016. And they are effectively the monetization and cyber criminal arm of North Korea's cyber operations. A few other groups inside North Korea also do monetization operations, but this is the sole focus of TA-444. Our report covers how they mirror the e-crime landscape in their reaction to macros being effectively taken off the table by Microsoft in 2022, attempting to try out new file formats for initial infection, things like ISO files, VHD files, both to bypass Mark of the Web, as well as MSI installer files and compiled HTML, throwing everything they could at users to try and fool them to get initial access to target environments. TA-444 has conducted very effective intrusions in the past, and we expect that to continue into the future. We know that the amount of cryptocurrency that North Korea as a whole stole in 2022 was north of $1 billion, so we do not anticipate them slowing it down. If you want to know more, check out proofpoint.com and search for the blog TA-444, the APT startup aimed at acquisition of your funds.
That was Greg Lesniewicz from today's sponsor, Proofpoint. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for listening.